People, it's not often that in the course of doing a podcast that you come across something that is going to have such weight, such gravitas in changing the course of human history, but that's what happened when a reputable source came to me before the show and gave us the infamous Trump tape that has him dropping the N-bomb, as well as saying all manner of other just disgusting locker room, air quotes, talk.
Mm-hmm. Because we here at Papa's Basement, as you guys know, make a lot of money. So we dug into our pockets, mostly just changing our couch cushions, and we got the $5 million together, and we bought the tape.
Well, that was the whole thing. It was Mark Cuban was told that the guys who filmed, I think the producers that
filmed The only guy who has $5 million.
Yeah. Them and us, because, again, that sweet podcasting cheddar we make.
No, I thought it was funny. I was like, why was just he tagged in that? It could have been us, too.
Yeah. They asked for $5 million, and to break the log jam, I was like, here's $6 million. You know, 20% tip, I think, is the going rate.
Yeah, yeah. Finder's fee.
Yeah. So we've acquired this audio. I want to play it for you now. This is a Papa's Basement exclusive, the infamous Trump tape where he's dropping the N-bomb, saying other horrible things. And it's set to a beat, oddly enough. That's what I don't know if we got some sort of remix of it or if Trump is just able to speak in verse very easily.
I've heard him do some rap battles before.
Did he crush? Because this guy sounds
skilled.
Yeah, he
does. All right. Very versed in the battle.
Without further ado, this is the $6 million tape. This is a Papa's Basement exclusive. Get out there, tweet this, Facebook this. You're not hearing this anywhere else.
I've never been played by a hoe.
Okay.
If the bitch is acting stupid, she's gotta go.
Already. Bitch.
Coming out strong.
Just not. I'm troubled, man. Troubled.
You don't approve of that?
No, I'm not really a big fan of that.
Some motherfucker miss ass. If she fucks with me, I'ma kick a little monkey ass. See, you hoes got it wrong. Think since a nigga say he love you, he ain't strong.
And there it is. There it
has he
is.
Has he ever told anybody you loved him? What's up with your nose, by the way?
Nothing's wrong with my fucking nose. What are you, some kind of liberal cuck fag boy?
I'm just saying, you sound a little weird.
I'm fine.
Okay, so there's nothing wrong
no.
with your mic or
there's
your
nothing.
Nose?
The mic is fine.
Okay. I mean, I wanted to double check.
Ola's fine.
Yeah. Sounds pretty good. So if you love a woman, you are or are not strong?
I believe he has no time for that bullshit. He's just all about grabbing the pussy. And, well, let's listen.
Girl, you're taking shit the wrong way. And I can tell right now, it's gonna be a long day. I've got to educate you, brother.
I'm listening.
If the bitch won't give up the plate, fuck her.
It's
ooh,
strong.
How
language.
Do you suppose I'm supposed to take that? By force?
It's not very respectful.
It sounds like that's what he's asking, right?
That's
or we because we're not telling her to go away.
No, he's gonna
he's
grab
telling
it
us
and he's
to grab
make it his and was. Do you think it was worth
that
$6 million?
That is a lot to take in.
I want to say that was worth every penny. That exclusive is going to put us on the map. The fucking Chinese are going to be playing that clip, man.
100%.
That is, like I
That's why we're
going to
put it up on YouTube later. Free of charge, guys.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
No, we're just kidding. We're putting ads all over. We're going to get that $5 million
back
in no time.
Every 10 seconds.
Yeah.
Every 10 seconds, you're going to click and...
The ad actually plays over the N-word unless you click and buy something.
Yeah. Unless you buy tickets to Birth of a Nation. It's a nice little tie-in there. It's funny, there's actually a ton of Trump money on YouTube, I think. I've been doing a lot of King of the Hill binging, and I fuck you not, every break is just a Trump ad, the same Trump ad.
So it's his money getting spent to do a bunch of Trump ads?
I don't get it, but it is, honest to God, the same ad. Not that I sit through any YouTube ads.
Yeah.
But it is weird to say the same, like... The same government for 8 years, and then it's a picture of tombstones, and I'm like, just fucking 5 seconds
just
left.
Go.
Get me back to Peggy Hill and Arlen. All right, let's.
Is it doing that in between clips too, or like, sorry, is it doing like the stops at like the? I didn't mean to talk over Trump there, but
yeah.
That's
rapping
really good
Trump.
Stuff.
Yeah.
And we're not and even giving you, you guys the whole thing.
He fucking rides a sick beat.
Yeah. Those are some sick bars.
All right, so...
I think he does it for like a whole 3.5 minutes.
It's pretty good, yeah. There's chorus structure. There's other guys that sound kind of like Trump. Urban Trump. Let's do our intro song.
Inner City Trump?
Let's start it, man. We're going to be in and out. I think we said a 30-minuter.
Yeah, short, it's a long...
You've had a long weekend. Not as robust as yours.
One day you guys will hear about it.
Yeah, my liver still has a little life left in it. Yours is...
Mine is dried up like a raisin.
You might be prettier on the outside, and I'm not saying I don't have like a ton of yellow fat shit that looks like packaging peanuts all throughout my thorax, but your organs, God, your organs.
I'm
man.
So scared to see what they look like.
Oh, your
the
organs
inside.
Look like dog shit compared to mine.
I don't disagree with that. And actually, it's like a big like recurring like nightmarish kind of feel where like. They actually come out and I get to see them and I'll just be like,
your
I'm
lungs,
horrified. Not just by the sight of seeing your own guts, but I'll be like, oh, they should look better and healthier.
There's this shit called blackened garlic where apparently they just slow roast garlic or something for like a week or they let it ferment and it becomes like inside the white bulb charcoal black. That's what your lungs are.
Oh,
there's
it's some sort of medicinal thing. It was like,
what your lungs are. I can run the MRI on you right now.
I'm not even talking like specifically lungs. I just, you know, all the lower gut region.
Everything. You fucked up everything.
From this to this.
You're just going to be a head probably. In a mayonnaise jar, like Futurama.
Okay.
That's what we're going to have to do with you. But let's.
My best asset anyway.
There you go, finding a way to take control. I just took control of the fader, pulled it down so we could talk over it.
Such skill.
This is Papa's Basement. I'm John Papa Giorgio. He is Pete Maybe. The show's website, inpapasbasement.com. Every episode we've ever done is there, but if you really want to help us, go and find us on iTunes and Stitcher, youtube.com/papasbasement. Subscribe there. Speaking of YouTube, let's give a nice shout out to Logan, who kindly features our show on his channel, which is titled Not
Logan Highest Primate.
There you go.
I always screw that up.
Yeah,
but he has several channels, but the one he's rocking right now is the Not Logan, so keep that. And then you guys are going to go over there, you're going to check it out, you're going to see how many videos he has, how much work he's putting into it, and you're going to hit the donate button, and you're going to throw him a couple bucks.
A lot of quality content. Certainly puts ours to shame.
What? He's good stuff. That's why we like Logan.
Good
guy. He's bringing us up to that level.
Saves us a lot of moolah. So we started with the Trump tapes that we paid $6 million for. That was, honest to God, every bit of money we've ever made on the podcast.
Absolutely. And if you guys aren't premium subscribers, you missed that bit.
Yeah, you guys are going to need to start giving us Patreon monthly contributions to the tune of $10,000 to $20,000.
It's a lot to ask for, I know, guys, but it's if you could spare $4. I know it sounds crazy.
He's
it
going to need
insane.
New lungs and a new liver. Inside of 4 to 6 weeks, if he keeps partying the way he did this weekend.
But we need these $4 increments to get this $5 million back. Because that really was supposed to be for my new body. But we figured, you know what? We will spend it on you guys.
Yeah, it was either keep Pete alive or get that rap remix of the Trump tape. And I'm happy with my choice.
Now I have to get Thai doctors.
I stand behind. Yeah, now you're going down to Mexico. Yep. So we don't normally talk a lot of politics on the show, but this week, honest to God, is there anything else we can talk about other than the debate and
what
Trump
the hell
talking about
else
grabbing,
is going on
grabbing pussies and shit like that?
All hell breaks loose.
Nothing left. There's nothing left,
There's
man.
Nothing. It's all just gonna burn and smolder until November.
America can
and
do
it's gonna
two
burn again.
Things. It can do football and it can do the Trump pussy grabbing. And we just did a football show.
America does two things. Yeah. We do football and grabbing pussies.
C-U-N-T-I-N apostrophe. That is the, yeah.
This is like noodling. Exactly. When you find yourself a nice catfish.
That's the Latin infinitive.
It's called poodling.
The act that Trump described. Cuntin. Cuntare to cunt. Yeah, so those that, I don't know, were in the bomb shelter. Is that the shit hack thing to say? Those that were locked in a cave all weekend.
Underneath a rock.
There you go. Underneath a rock. A tape emerged from 2005 where Donald Trump gave advice, was talking, was just shooting the shit, really, as we've been told it's locker room talk, which I think you and I were discussing this.
Which you always jump into.
What the fuck is locker room talk? Like, I know I'm not a damn ignoramus. I know what people mean by it. But was there a time in the 50s and the 60s when guys had their old, like, completely ungroomed pubes,
just saggy
dicks
balls
hanging out? Yeah. And they're like, now that our dicks are out, we can be off color. Now that we are naked with each other, let's drop some N-bombs and talk about bashing some cunt. You know, like, is that...
I've never had that experience. I don't even know why you would use that. You could be like, I don't know, wouldn't it be better if it was like, this is frat boy talk?
Frat, that's something, yeah. Because frat guys, I feel,
at least
chat with each other.
One, yeah, just chat. But then at least that's an excuse to be dumb, because you kind of use that in like a demeanor. You're like, oh yeah, he's just a dumb frat boy.
It's frat talk. It's off color.
Frat talk,
yeah.
Right?
Frat, I get.
Locker room, you're just supposed to be this in a bad place. You're just like, yeah, when I'm... after I'm done lifting, like, I just love just yelling slurs and flexing,
like,
really hard.
What is this locker room? Is it a locker room from your country club in, like, 1964 where you go there and you bitch about the colored help when they can't hear you?
It makes no sense to me. Are you just sitting there in the sauna or the hot tub, kind of relaxing, but still you're like, okay, because you're so relaxed, you just let the N-word slip, right?
Yeah. Well, who doesn't? Like a good fart. Like, it seeps out of me I relax. I honest to God, in my entire fucking life, outside of school, where you're sitting there with your classmates and you weren't bonding over the fact that your dicks were out, or I guess your little whitey tighties at the time, but...
Right, yeah.
In a legit gym locker room, I just go there to throw my shit, my binder or whatever the fuck I'm keeping track of my weightlifting with back when I did it, or my jacket, I guess. You throw your jacket there. That's
anything.
Really it. Like, there's no fucking around in the locker room. It's a weird thing.
There's some people that do that.
There's a lot to nitpick about this tape. First of all, I just don't get the locker room talk thing. In my life, do you know what I do in the locker room? I look at guys' dicks long enough to compare, not long enough to turn gay. That's what I do.
That makes sense. Yeah, just don't let them catch you, right?
Exactly.
That's the game.
Just a quick glance, another one bigger than mine. Guess I'm batting in the lower percentiles here.
I just keep getting the slider wrong on my weight. Just looking left and right.
No, and after a while, you just sit there praying for an old guy or an Asian to come in so you can leave, like, not wanting to slit your own throat.
Please.
Yeah, I did this for you, Damien.
Well, there's always the old guy that's like, yep, been packing since 52.
I have never in my life seen a big old dick. Never outside of, I guess, my dad's or something. But, like, just a random white guy in the locker room.
Oh, the big dad dick.
I've never seen a big old dick. So I cherish when an old man walks in, because, A, he's going to feel comfortable as fuck walking around naked for 10 to 18 minutes. And, B, he's packing an acorn inside a gross little white nest. So I can go to bed not wanting to kill myself that night.
Yeah.
Two.
Find some bad ones.
You know who's experienced the most fallout from this tape? It's not Donald fucking Trump.
No.
It's Billy goddamn Bush.
Mr. Little Silly.
Who apparently is off of, off of what right now?
I'm going to pull it up. Yeah.
I knew Billy Bush from Access Hollywood.
Yeah, today's show addresses Billy Bush's suspension on the air.
Like,
so, as of now, I mean, yeah, he's suspended. And I'm not to say that he didn't partake in this locker room talk, because he kind of didn't.
He didn't. He was talked at.
I was going to say, he was just like, yeah, sure. Okay. Yeah, sure.
First of all...
All right, I get what you mean. Yeah, having sex with girls. I can agree with that.
I've seen a lot of Billy Bush through the years, because my mom, like, for whatever fucking reason, lives on Access Hollywood. Like, that shit is on, like, Hitler Evening News would have been on Berlin circa 41. Like, that's must-see TV. It's appointment viewing. That is Seinfeld Thursday night shit in the 90s to my mom. Access Hollywood.
Oh, it's garbage.
That dude like a dick, right? Like, he's team dick or no?
I mean, oh, no. I thought he was...
I guess he's,
I think
like,
he's just soft and effeminate because
he's like technically
it's not
straight.
You know, right? It's like non-threatening.
I mean,
who knows behind
like,
closed
doors? Technically, he's attracted to women, but he ain't a man, right?
I bet that he's definitely partied.
I'm not even saying he's
in the locker room.
I'm not even saying he's hoed down with dick before. I'm just saying to act like Billy Bush was some sort of like instigator, equal partner in this shit while he's being talked to by a guest on his show by a man like
he's put in a weird position. And I get some people's, they were like, oh, well, you know, he kind of egged him on or whatever, but like, who gives a shit? At the time, he's just like, now he probably should have been like, what the fuck are you talking about?
It's like finding...
But we're just talking about pussy. You're going to be like, yes, I also like having sex with girls, and I have to tell people that, because otherwise they're going to take me off the air. Well,
Trump goes on about, like, grabbing pussy, and Billy does what? Just kind of like a ha-ha-ha, like a little Chucky the doll laugh? Like,
yeah, and I remember what he said, but it wasn't...
I'm going to go out on a limb and say Billy wasn't like, yeah, I like to pick him up like a bowling ball, two in the front, one in the back. He really wasn't an equal participant in this. Like,
let me see if I can get my whole hand in there.
Fucking getting Billy Bush in trouble for this Trump tape is like finding out that there was a black butler in the White House that Nixon talked about doing Watergate shit with.
Mm-hmm.
And then when Nixon resigns, the next dude in Gerald Ford is like,
put him in jail.
We're going to pardon Nixon. Mr. Watkins, come here. We're going to have to let go of you. You'll no longer be sweeping up through the White House. And Curtis is like, what the fuck did I do? I just let this white man prattle on in my presence for a while.
Oh, he just
my
spoke
hands
to
are
him.
Clean. I was spoken to.
Spoken at.
I just nodded and went, yes, Mr. President.
Mm-hmm.
And now I'm out of my ass. That's what happened to Billy Bush. He was like just imagine a group of like four bullies and then the one little fat kid they let hang with them. And then the four bullies go do some shit and all the kids get suspended together. The little fat kid didn't do shit.
Mm-hmm.
He just wanted to be in with the cool kids.
Yeah, he just wanted to look cool.
And we're treating Billy Bush, I mean, really, like he's fucking Tupac over here. It is a joke. I'm smiling knowing Billy Bush might like pussy. That's it.
Like he's Rudolph Hess. I was sitting over here just staring at the sky going,
oh, you
yeah,
mean,
treating him like
you
he's
mean
Rudolph
the good
Hess.
Nazi. Okay, you're alone on this one. Continue.
No, Billy Bush, that's the way that they're treating him. They were like, he's the fall guy.
Oh, well.
Because they killed Rudolf Hess and like...
they killed all the Nazis.
Well, they did.
Poor
yeah,
analogy.
Yeah, yeah. And they showed up.
You're acting like they let Hitler
they're
off.
They're bad, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Rudolf Hess got it.
God damn it. I don't know. They just made him like the scapegoat, you know? Like mm-hmm. his...
Call him Lee Majors because he's the fall guy.
Taking orders from, you know, this old box grabber.
Yeah, fucking... So Trump is talking about grabbing pussy, which... Shall we move on to the tape contents itself now that I've vented about poor Billy Bush? He's getting the shittiest rap since Christ on the cross. Let's put it that way. I haven't seen someone die harder for the sins of man since that.
It's getting a pretty bad rap.
Yeah, you might as well put a guy...
But he had a pretty good run.
Billy Bush is too stigmata right now. It's like, hey, how am I supposed to grab another man's penis with my hands all bloody? Billy Bush. So the actual content of the tape, do we want to get to that?
Of the full grab and pussy tape?
A little bit, yeah, where he just says grab him.
Yeah, if you want to go over verbatim and...
All right, so I think Trump's exact words to poor Billy Bush, who again is just reacting
kind of taking
like...
taking it like he would
the fucking
from
star
another man.
Quarterback of the school is talking to the freshman chess club math nerd. And you know what? We're punishing
That's
the math
That's much
nerd.
Better than a Nazi analogy, by the way.
Yeah. Exactly. Not poor, lovable Rudolf Hess. No, that's all that
hey,
happened.
I played him once, so I sympathize with him.
And we're getting mad that the fucking nerd we told to tutor the star quarterback is nodding along while the star quarterback's talking puss. And we're like, how dare you influence Kyle McStevenson that way? You bad influence you.
He's not going to have a good game this week.
Yeah.
Because you didn't tell him that he was wrong.
Yeah. He's being a good host.
Yeah.
You know what, man? Despite what every indicator of the show would give you, I'm not a racist. But one time, I was in a tow truck with a man who real early on tested my mettle when it came to that. And
I feel like in a lot of situations when you're in a tow truck with the driver, they really push the boundary of like what can they get away with in front of you.
I love, by the way, that my mom was available for this duty, but was like, fuck it. John's old enough to fight back if this creep tries to rape him.
Right, yeah.
You're hopping in the saddle with him. We're going to chill out. You go with him the 50 fucking miles. This car...
Oh, jeez. You had to go that far?
This piece of shit car that my family had broke down in Frederick, Maryland, and we were getting towed to Northern Virginia. For those that don't know at home, no traffic. That's 1 hour, about 48 miles, 55 miles.
I feel like in tow miles, that's where they start getting weird, where they're like... Hey, you know, you've been in the car, like, we've known each other for, like, a really long time.
Yeah.
So, if you don't mind, I'm just going to unzip my pants for a little bit, because it's, like, it's getting really hot in here.
See,
you know, I'm in a car all day, so I got to let things breathe.
I tried to play along so it didn't get deliverancy, because I figured I had to give on either the racist or the dick. And I'm like, I'll do the racist shit with you. So, and not that I said anything, but really
well played.
Early on,
that one hurts a lot less.
He swerves into traffic in front of a black family on their way back from church, it looked like. Very gussied up.
Okay.
And he just turns to me and goes, that ought to piss those N-words off.
What?
Now, at this point...
Is this apropos of nothing? Were they like, swerving in and out of a lane or something?
No, he just literally guns in front of them. We're sitting in traffic. The only thing that made this day good is I saw maybe the most graphic accident I have in my life. Where a guy on a motorcycle painted the road with his own,
nice
feet, like arteries, and a chopper came
down. Nice for the guy, but
to lift his pretty much corpse up at that point.
It's a hell of an adrenaline rush.
Yeah. As we're getting into this traffic, he cuts off this nice black family. Says that ought to piss those N-words off.
And your response?
To all my black friends, I didn't say.
Now is when you can turn the tape
dare,
off.
Yeah, exactly. I didn't do the how dare you, sir. I chuckled along. And that was the indicator for things to get real bad real fast. Because
that's the green light.
Yeah. From then on, he was commenting on every N-word we drove by. As well as...
You're writing a book?
The problems with the N-words in general.
Okay.
So then he
broke it down for you. He was like, this is what's wrong.
Mm-hmm. There was a lot of... There's a lot of wisdom being kicked that day. Wouldn't call it wisdom so much. But I was treated to a good 60 minutes of it. And I laughed because of the absurdity of just the situation I was in. Where I was like, dude, pretty much what you said, short of me having to suck you off, I'll agree to anything. Because you have wrenches and knowledge of these backwoods where you can hide my body. And
yeah. You're always hiding some like hidden anger too. Which I always thought was kind of funny because... Okay, never done the job, so I'll give it a little bit that maybe it is kind of hard, but I have watched them, and it does not look that hard or taxing on the body.
What, the tow trucking?
Yeah. I mean, yes, there's something about driving, right? But every single one of them I have ever met is, like, mad at something. And they're like, we need to...
Yeah, they're in traffic all fucking day. I drive for work, too.
They're like, we need to fix this economy. Blah, 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 blah.
Oh, yeah.
The only guy... That has, like, the most job security ever.
His job isn't going to change.
I was going to say, until they can drive themselves, and even when they do, they're going to break, and then he still has to go pick them up.
Yeah.
I don't... These.
Yeah, but he doesn't own the goddamn tow truck company. He's just a service. You know what I'm
saying? I just say tow truck people.
Okay. All right.
I'm
going to
say
it out there.
Yeah.
You call them truckies.
Fucking towies.
That's your slur for towies.
I fucking hate towies, dude. They've done me dirty, too.
So,
you know, you go over to pick up your car. It's been there for maybe 6 hours. They're like, it's $300. You go in there. Your fucking meds aren't in there. And you know what I mean, meds. They stole your meds?
Yeah.
Yeah. What the fuck's up with that? Then they steal your charger. And you're like, you don't have a fucking charger, dude. Oh, fuck those dudes.
Yeah.
Fucking towies.
But that's why we've all been in that situation where... On paper and in the comments of any internet article, we're going to act like we would have stood up, but we're not going to stand up for shit. You're just going to chuckle. That's social dynamics. A guy who you're being paid to interview and get along with, he is being paid by his employer to get along with Donald Trump and get things from him. Bring things out of him.
Yeah, because the last thing you want to do when you're about to start an interview or some sort of process is be like, you know what? We should butt heads as early as possible.
Fuck you and what you just told me.
As early as possible. Let's just get this out of the way. And then we can be weird whenever we go on stage.
Yeah.
That makes a lot of sense.
So really, this was off my off-camera shit. So fuck whoever's fucking with Billy Bush. Now, as for Trump, I don't fault Trump just because this is what Trump was. Have you ever listened to Trump on Howard Stern? Have you ever listened to Trump on Opie and Anthony, Pete?
I actually have not.
All he does is brag about his fucking, brag about, like, I'm shocked that people are bowled over, but, like, there's been tape on this level of this guy. Like, I've known Trump talk like this for years, I guess through listening to Opie and Anthony. This shit doesn't shock me. And, like, why is this the straw that broke the camel's back?
I mean, that's had media coverage on it since then, too. Like, people were like, do you guys know Trump saying, like, weird shit?
Yeah.
Yeah. Like, so it's not news to anyone. Even if they didn't hear the Opie and Anthony bits, like, that's just been a thing. That's just who Trump is. I don't even know how it got to, like, this far, but they're like, he's obviously turned a new leaf. I don't know how they convince themselves.
I think what gets to me about it is just the whole the locker room assertion that, like, guys talk like this, and I'm not gonna, like, pretend I don't say equally vulgar shit, but I never get to talk in a way, and most of us don't. Here's where it veers away. None of us get to talk in this way where I'm so rich and powerful, I do get to walk up and just kiss women. I do get to walk up and just grab them by the pussy.
Mm-hmm.
None of us experience that. He's talking like that fucking king at the beginning of Braveheart who gets to fuck
maybe
that bitch
once
on her wedding night. Like, he's talking like a lord who's prima nocting that shit. Mm-hmm. That's why me personally, I don't relate to it. Not that I haven't said equally fucked up shit. And like the commenters and again, dudes in the media are like, I really don't ever talk that way. Fuck you.
Oh, you've said some pretty
fuck
fucked up
you.
Shit.
Fuck you. Like you've never used the words bash box or something like that.
Like you've never said I'd pee in her ass.
Yeah, exactly. Like fucking, how else are you going to say I'd a Mother Teresa?
Right.
So that part I don't like. But what does bug me is the really him acting like he is some fucking sex god, because he's been an old creepy looking fuck for like as long as I've known Donald Trump.
There's his one giant chapped lip. That's
like I've never gone back. This isn't Tom Brady. Like that's the real outrage here. This isn't Tom Brady talking about like grabbing pussy.
Mm-hmm.
Or at least this is part of the outrage. Because honest to God, if that tape got out, all of Boston and a good chunk of the country would be like, I'd
just be walking
wide-legged. I'm only offended because, yeah, he didn't grab mine.
Just walking bow-legged, like, maybe today's the day. He could grab me.
And, yeah.
I think it would be vastly different if it was an attractive dude.
It's an old gross
guy,
dude grabbing your pussy. He's
some
like the fat
famous movie star.
He's like the fat Arab in the sex bidding scene in Taken. That's what Donald Trump is.
Licking his fingers.
Exactly. Eating the bucket of KFC.
Yep.
Ready
it's
to
still,
smash your
it's
ass.
It's still on his fingers, yeah, and then he goes for the taste.
Yeah.
You're like, oh, gross.
Like, again, this shouldn't have been the straw. Like, anyone who was like, I'm with him up until now, that baffles me. Like, that this was what broke them. Because I feel you're with Trump for two reasons. One, you genuinely like his shit and you just find him charismatic, which again, I don't really stand in judgment. The system's a broken toilet. Like, I get voting for Hillary because to me, it seems a little more responsible, shall we say. But if you're like, the whole system's fucked, I got news for you. Neither candidate will really fix that. Like, the whole flaw of this is that our government is organized like the goddamn Super Bowl, where a team can win 49-48, and the team that won 49 gets everything. Like, we need to be parliamentary. We're very fractured. Also,
it's like, pretty absurd.
Yeah, Congress getting the whole, like, in there for 30, 50 years. Like, that's where shit's really fucked up. Like, if you really think at the presidential level much is going to happen, you don't understand too much. You slept through eighth grade civics.
I think it's absurd how either one of them say, either this is both sides going like, we need to, you know, maybe stop terrorists from coming into the country, and through extreme vetted processes.
No real details. They,
well, hold on. I was like, you guys can't even do that in your own parties. Like, guys have fucking candidates who are terrorists.
Yeah, to everyone.
And you're supposed to, and I'm supposed to be like, yeah, one of them is probably going to fix the problem. Fuck that, dude.
I would say
we need to have a different system.
For everyone on the right who's like, oh my God, Hillary. Most people on the left aren't really blown away by Hillary. A lot of them wanted the old Jewish guy or Elizabeth, I was going to say Hasselbeck, Elizabeth Warren. Is that...
Who? What?
I don't know. Who was the broad? The one that was supposed to be the good alternative to...
Jill Stein? Oh, yeah. No, I don't remember. Yeah.
Sure. There you go. That's the level with of education the on this show.
And, okay, well, now it's gotten to that point where it's like, if there you don't, a, if you don't know, it's like...
version of Bernie.
Knowing that a lot about garbage. Yeah. I know a lot about trash and things that have to do with garbage.
But you're with Trump for two reasons. One, just you're like, fuck it, I want to see it burn. I guess like 1B would be like you really think he's going to deliver on this shit, in which case that's the one place I'm going to call you a fucking idiot. Like if you really think he's going to change anything, you are a dipshit. But if you're like, I hate the whole system, let it hit the fan, that's fine by me, brother. Works for me. And two, if you're just on the right wing and you're like, you know what, I just, God help me, I'm not going to have a Democrat putting in people that like abortion on the Supreme Court. Again, I don't go with you on that, but I fucking get the logic. You just don't want to concede those seats on the bench.
Understood.
But either of those, what is the thing with the pussy tape that makes you go, you know what, this is where I back off? Now that the P-bomb's been dropped, this is where I'm off this train.
I don't know, because media is just that popular where we don't really care about like moral boundaries. We're just like, shit, they got caught. They said something. They have to sell their basketball team.
Everyone's saying, yeah. Oh, God. I remember that saga. God, did you want to fuck that black broad that he was?
100%.
Oh, yeah. She's dirty looking. I liked it. the whole, yeah, it's, I'm really just buying time here, Michael Scott style. Like, just seeing where it's going to go. I'm kind of taken aback. I know that people say it's because, like, yeah, there's white chicks in the Republican Party, and, like, finally, you know, like, they're roughly 50% of the block or whatever the fuck, you know. I don't think there's a huge gender divide between the two parties. It's, you know, pretty equal. So, finally, he's offended someone that could be voting for him, and finally, they have to be like, fuck, like, they were willing to concede the Mexicans. The Muslims are like, shit, we're not getting that shit anyhow. But when it's women, which includes white women, they're like, oh, fuck, we need to fix this shit in pronto.
I don't it's like, we need to get somebody that has changed their mind on the show, because you had to have known he said stuff like this before.
That's just like his entire persona.
Hearing it out loud. Make a difference.
His entire... Look at this motherfucker. His entire persona is, I'm rich, I am powerful, and I crush puss.
He has asked every girlfriend for a plumpkin.
Yeah, do you...
And he doesn't know. He didn't even ask. He's like, no, I'm not taking a dump. I just happen to be sitting on the toilet. Yes, you can perform fellatio.
I just picture him on the you know, sitting on the side of the bed and then defecating.
Oh, doing it like that.
Surprise blumpkin it.
Like a Chinese on a curb.
Yeah.
Okay.
Wow, is that how it's done in their land? Yeah, like, he just, if you think a guy that looks like that, I don't care how rich he is, if you think he isn't just some piece of shit walking around grabbing cooch womanizer, you're stupid. I'm sorry, that's just his thing. He's reached that level of, I guess you'd call it alpha or whatever the fuck, where he can just, he's rolling the craps dice every time. He's like, I'm going to walk up, I'm going to kiss a broad, I'm going to grab her, I'm going to be a lascivious piece of shit about it, and 80% will just be like, he's rich and powerful, fuck it, 20, you know, here's where my math's going to kick in, 20% might be offended, but then he'll keep pursuing. And
he's
then
that guy
like,
on the cover of Time that was in the sailor suit kissing that woman.
Oh, yeah,
just walked right up and took that pussy.
Wasn't it great? Yeah, that we always thought that was some beautiful couple, and it's like, okay, well, no, this
guy, they were
just
like,
walked
just
up
grabbed
and
her.
Grabbed me.
See, he just took that hilarious pussy. That was Donald. That was Donald. People don't talk about it. That was Donald.
So yeah, that was pretty much, despite the weight of that tape walking into the debate last night, that was not a big chunk of the debate. The rest of it was his bizarre coke sniffles. This was like the first time I really listened to the majority of one of the debates. That dude does blow. And lots
100%.
Of it, if you think otherwise.
If you're famous and you don't do blow,
yeah.
What the hell?
I can explain why a lot of people don't like Hillary. She sounds like a condescending robot.
Oh,
I don't think
yeah.
she's got... I'm not going to say she's disingenuous. I'm saying she can't make people feel that she feels a goddamn thing.
Oh, it was absolutely... I was...
She
can shove it up her ass.
She's the Billy Bush
of
politics, where it's just laughing and going along with whatever.
She can shove it up her ass with the, hey, what do you like about one thing that this candidate does or has? And she was like, his kids.
Yeah.
His kids are all right.
His kids got great
tits.
Like,
come on. For fuck's sakes. Like, say just at least one thing. Be like, he's got nice hair.
Yeah.
I don't give a shit. But she was just like, it's not even him. And I know that that's hard to do because... you hate his guts.
Yeah.
But, fuck, that was just a shitty answer. I was like, I couldn't stand it. And then he was kind of actually...
She's done a lot of time in politics, and you can... I guess she murdered some people back in the day. That was the thing.
Who's to say?
She has a syringe that kills people. I listen to my Alex Jones.
Oh, yeah. Whenever she'll walk by like a mother of three and just stab her in the leg. Really
yeah,
quick.
Just
yeah.
cut the Achilles.
If she's like in the way or she's like putting off like too much body heat.
But I get it. Like one of them actually has some sort of charisma. Like take your policies, your politics out of it.
Mm-hmm.
One of them speaks in a way that you want to hear more come out of their mouth. And the other's just boring as fucking Elmer's glue drying.
Mm-hmm.
That's it. That's the difference. And that's why one of them's still in the game even when they shouldn't be. Even though the exciting one's grabbing pussy and talking about it. I guess there was also the Ken Bone guy. Do you want to take Ken Bone segment?
Yeah, we can do Ken Bone. Sure.
Sure.
I was just gonna have you play us out on the Trump tape again, just for the people that missed it.
Oh, okay.
But
we can do that.
I don't know. I didn't get to see him in person because I listened to it.
Ken Bone. Did you not see a picture of Ken Bone?
Oh, I've seen pictures of him, but I was really upset. Like I feel like it's that moment where I was like, I wasn't there. I wasn't there. I had to relive it.
I don't like the internet falling in love, quote unquote, with Ken Bone because they haven't fallen in love with shit. Like, apparently it's a lot of girls going on about, like, how nice Ken Bone seems. I saw someone say, like...
Seems.
Yeah. I bet Ken Bone just sends flowers to his wife just because.
Just because. Okay.
Just because. First of all, if you're not going to give Ken Bone the part that Trump's just grabbing, don't say that shit. Because I look at Ken Bone, man, that shit looks like he's Pogo the Clown on the weekends. Like, he's got a crawl space with boy parts in it. Like, I don't see any loving man.
He really might.
But don't do the whole, like, he's so puppy dog sweet. No man wants to be puppy dog sweet. Man just wants to know you can get on top of him and fuck the shit out of him. That's it. He doesn't... Holy shit, what is it? Sorry, there's a picture of Ken Bone right next to a woman
with a
six very pack. Large breasts. Courtney Stodden wants to bone Ken Bone. Oh, Courtney Stodden, you are doing the Lord's work.
Oh, so somebody's actually stepping forward and they're like...
She's a little fame whore.
Getting the bone zone.
I remember her. She was married, I think, at 16 or said she was 16 but looked like 22.
Hmm.
To some guy from Lost, maybe. I don't
Nothing
remember.
Like smashing a child bride.
Yeah. Courtney Stodden's got the right idea, though. Don't say this sweet shit about the man and then not give it up.
Yeah.
Like.
I bet he's so nice.
Yeah. I don't. This is part of why
I just want a really, really nice hug.
This fucking asexual. Yeah. This fucking asexual veneration of a man. No man wants that shit. Even grandpa. Even your 90-year-old grampy just wants his fucking dick sucked. You don't want to hear it. It's true. All Grampy wants, every fucking cute girl going by, he isn't thinking, I want her to be my great-granddaughter. He's thinking, I'd like to blow one in her V. Anything on top of that?
No, I'm just now. I'm just thinking about all these hot chicks, and I'm like, I hope he gets to nail one of them.
Yeah.
For doing nothing.
I hope Ken Bone crushes fucking ass with his big. You know, he's got the big, like, cantaloupe hemorrhoids ass hanging out. I don't give a shit. I want Ken Bone crushing puss.
All right, we got a jam for that?
Yeah. Well, no, I was going to play it out, but you know what? We got the regular outro music that I miss hearing. There you go. There's Ooh. Your awkward end to the episode. This is Papa's Basement.
Fade out?
Just saying, fuck it, we're over. Papa's Basement, John Papa Giorgio show's site in papasbasement.com. Every episode we have ever done is up there, but don't go there. Why would you? It's only convenient and beautiful. Go and find us on iTunes. Go and find us on Stitcher, PAPA*S Basement. Google us up there. We're also at facebook.com/papasbasement and subscribe at youtube.com/papasbasement. You can find video of every episode we've ever done. Not just my beautiful voice, but my beautiful face.
Yes, with many others. And also, like somebody said earlier, these guns. I bring those to the show.
Mm-hmm.
Even though some people may say we're too liberal, still bring the guns.
There you go. All right, and drop it off.
No, I don't.
All right, till the next one. We're out of here.
We're home free. School's out, baby.
Good show.
Nothing to talk about. Nothing to critique. Great show. Great guest tomorrow. You go home, have a glass of wine, whack off. I'll see you tomorrow.
That's the post-show critique?
Yeah. You're the best.
It's my time to go. I successfully burned all my bridges. Nobody loves me, and I don't love nobody.
Then he said penis.
Yeah. Then he said masturbation.
Then he said vagina. That was cool.
Had a mighty hard time, but I'm on my way. Had a mighty hard time, but I'm on my way. It's a mighty hard climb, but I'm on my way. On my way, glory, hallelujah, I'm on my way.